Now the last in our Off the Grid series on the issues that you, our listeners, felt were not getting enough attention during the election. Figures released in the summer showed that last year deaths caused by illegal drugs in England and Wales were at a record high. And yet, residential treatment for addicts, which helps those with the most entrenched problems, has been cut by more than a third in the last 4 years. Sancha Berg reports.
I was so broken, I didn't know myself, I didn't know how to live.
Lisa was addicted to drugs and alcohol for decades.
I had 4 children to bring up as well, so I sort of had addiction and my children. So it was really tough and I just lost my way completely, you know, to the point where I couldn't open letters and answer the door.
Thanks to the St Thomas Fund Residential Rehabilitation Centre in Hove, she's now been clean for 16 months.
They're great, they're like angels on earth. Really, and without St Thomas Fund, I could never have got my life back on track because I couldn't even keep clean for more than 2 days.
If you hadn't had the residential programme, what do you think would have happened to you?
I would be dead, no doubt about that.
My name's Henry Kay. I'm a listener to the Today programme. I work here in Surrey as a web developer. I'm in long-term abstinence-based recovery myself. I'm 10 years clean from drugs, and I do some voluntary work in the area.
His local residential rehabilitation centre, Windmill House, closed last year.
I do come across people who are early on in their journey and who are really in need of inpatient detoxification services and treatment services, and they're not able to access them at the moment.
Get on with it then.
Oh, no, I'm doing beans and
the
toast.
St Thomas Fund Centre feels like a house chef. Yeah. Residents live here together for months on end, sharing chores and group therapy, supported by staff day and night. But this familiar form of rehab has been cut back sharply across England. More people are being helped in the community, far fewer in residential placements. The number's down from nearly 26,000 places 4 years ago to nearly 17,000 now. Mike Pattinson is executive director of the charity Change Grow Live, which runs the centre in Hove.
You know, the residential sector, which has been almost the bedrock of drug and alcohol treatment probably for the last 50 or 60 years in this country, it has the smallest number of people, usually with the most entrenched and most complex needs, carrying the highest unit cost. In a kind of an era of quite pronounced financial challenges, those services, our services included, I found it more and more difficult.
Will the next government change things? The Conservatives promise a new approach to treatment. Labour and the Liberal Democrats say they would expand services. The Green parties pledge to legalise drugs and treat addiction as a health condition.
Little therapy dog,
she's a little
really,
therapy dog, she? Yes, she is.
In the St Thomas Fund Centre, I met Arthur, the newest arrival. He's only 31, but has been addicted to heroin for most of his adult life.
I think by around 13, my whole life was revolving around drugs, and then by 15, I was on heroin, and, you know, 16, I was already had an intravenous habit.
Arthur's been to rehab before. He stayed off drugs for 4 years, but he relapsed, lost everything, nearly lost his life. He's just spent 6 weeks in hospital.
Everyone in this room knows people that have died in the last year, you know. Multiple people that have died in the last year. People that have been here, people I've been here with. And so there was a very real possibility I wouldn't be here at all. Tend to die a lot.
Last year saw record numbers of drug deaths across Great Britain. Whoever wins the election, it's an issue increasingly difficult to ignore.
Sancha Berg reporting. It's 7 minutes to 7.